So often when we hear this particular parable, we're thinking talents in terms of our gifts and our abilities. Talents was a monetary figure. A talent was the actual worth of about 15 years of wages for a servant or a slave. So think about this. The one who got 5 talents, 45 years? No. 7, thank you. That's why I don't do the math. 75 years. He would probably have died before he even used what he was given. The other who received 2 had 30 years. He too may have been too old to even use it. That's a lot of money. And think about this. Within the time from they were received it to the time the master came back, they doubled what they received. Now, this would have to be a high-risk adventure financially to do that kind of doubling. You know, they couldn't, if this was their 401(c) or whatever those things are, or their IRA account or their money market account, this was not one of those safe places to do it. They invested high risk. So they also knew that the master was one who was harsh and sowed where he did not scatter. But they took some high risks and doubled their return. I thought of a story I recently heard, because we have the one who didn't do that, the one who buried that money because he was afraid. He didn't even put it in the bank. He buried it. Well, someone here told me a story about cleaning out a house. And as they were cleaning out the house, they were cleaning out the drawers, and they were just throwing all the old papers away in the drawers. Until at one point, one of the drawers and the papers just fell apart, and money came out from all the pieces of paper. And they realized that they probably threw away money. That hidden in this house was at least $2,000 worth of bills. That whoever's home it was had made the choice not to take any risks, not even the risks of a bank and a bank's interest, but to hide the money so that they would have money when they needed it. So the question this morning is, why would Jesus be telling us a parable about the kingdom that talks about taking high risks? That maybe life is a high-risk adventure. So I looked a little bit closer at this scripture. And in the first verse, it says, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. So ability, for me, is that talent piece that we keep talking about. You know, the gifts and graces that God gives each and every one of us. So the talent that we received was the talent of God's grace, was it not? It was the talent of God's love. It was all that God did for us is given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can use the abilities and skills that we have, the gifts that God has graced us with the power of God. So I want to remind you about the highest risk adventure that we know about. It's a God's high risk adventure. God, who created us, who knew we were sinful, broken people, chose to come to earth as a human being, fully human, fully God, chose to be here, chose to live amongst us, chose to be raised, chose to continue to love us. And remember that table that God, that Jesus sat at? Jesus sat and loved one who would betray him and one who would deny him and a whole group who would scatter when they came to arrest him. That's a pretty risky adventure, isn't it? To love that deeply and love us that much, that he would go all the way to the cross so that we could feel the gift of grace, the gift of salvation, the gift of being free from the bondage of sin. And then God rose so that we might have life and have it eternally. So the gift that we're given in abundance, is the gift of love. So we have a couple choices as children of God, as followers of Jesus Christ. We can either take risks in love those who we don't see as lovable, love people who have hurt us, love people maybe who have harmed us, maybe not go and be in a relationship with them because they could harm us again, but we can still love them. Or do we choose not to take those kind of high risks and reach out and love people that are a little bit suspicious? You know, will we love the one who has tattoos on them? Will we love the one who was not able to get a shower for months on end? Will we love the one who maybe gossiped about us? Will we love the one who at one time forgot that they had an appointment with us and hurt our feelings? Will we love who God calls us to love? Will we take the risk to go outside of these doors and love this community, regardless of their race, regardless of their ethnicity, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of their poverty, regardless of their wealth, regardless of their addictions? Will we love and take those high risks for God's kingdom? Will we be willing to risk ourselves the way Christ risked himself for us? Because if we don't, brothers and sisters, then what we create is kind of our own burial place for the gift of love that God has given us. That here in this place, when we worship and celebrate the joy of being followers of Jesus Christ, if we're not inviting in, if we're not going out and sharing, if we're not reminding people that they too are loved, and that they are a beloved child of God, uniquely and fearfully and wonderfully made, if we aren't sharing that good news with them, then aren't we like the one who buried the talent in the ground? Don't we believe that God can return twice what we give in love? You know, okay, I'm going to give one last movie illustration. Donald Rose loves it when I give movie illustrations. It's her first attempt at going to the movies. Frodo got told by Bilbo Baggins that it's risky business going outside your front door. It is risky business. There is no safe place in this world until we, who are followers of Jesus Christ, with the gift of the Holy Spirit and the power of God, make the relationships that need to be made so that lives are transformed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.